Hello, and welcome back to Hindsight 2020. Say hello, players.
Hello, players.
There we go. We're getting very coordinated, and I'm one day I will stop commenting on that, but it is not this day. Welcome back, and exciting news. We leveled up last time, so everyone's now at level 4 after a hefty 4 days. I finally took stock of things. Yeah, four days of living in game, and that's where we find ourselves.
Packed.
Yes,
up
very
the days.
I'm exhausted thinking about it. Not to mention playing through it. But yes, without further ado, we're gonna go ahead and jump into talking about our recipe. Sarah, take it away.
We have to do turtle ice cream for Dr. Lenod, but you don't need an ice cream maker. This is no churn ice cream, and you can mix it up if you don't prefer pecans or caramel. I have included a caramel sauce recipe, which whips together in minutes, but you can also use store-bought caramel, store-bought chocolate sauce, which is what I recommend here, but you only need two ingredients for no whip ice cream, no churn ice cream. Did I say whip the first time?
The second time only.
Good. No churn ice cream. Heavy cream and sweetened condensed milk. And it becomes the creamiest ice cream you'll ever eat. You can mix it all together, put it in the freezer, and let it harden, and you have ice cream.
Is this the one you gave to us last time we were at your house?
Yes!
Holy crap, that was the best ice cream I ever had.
Yes, Dr.
I can vouch
Lenod
for this recipe personally.
It's exactly what they'd sell at Snow Show.
Thank you, Sarah, for a little bit of a plug if you want to catch up on episodes 1-7. We got a fifth Monday flashback, and you can use that to kind of launch into this portion of the story. And without further ado, welcome back to Hindsight 2020. Alright, so last time we finally hit ourselves the end of a bit of an arc where after a bunch of happenings involving a young green dragon and his mother, the party was finally able to reunite them after a bit of exploration, investigation, and perhaps espionage in the factory at Perlant Plastics. The party came across Alzu Shadowcaller, Robert's second in command, having a bit of a meeting with some hooded and cloaked figures, one of which was Barunzu Krod, who appeared to work for someone named the Phoenix King. After a bit of combat, the party dispatched these cloaked figures and were able to free the mother dragon that Barun and his henchmen had seemingly captured and provided to Alzu Shadowcaller for manual labor at the factory. Robert showed up to figure out what was going on in the factory as Marion, in disguise, had encouraged everyone to leave the facilities. After Robert arrived, he assisted the party in getting a train set up to head back to Perlin's Pier, where the mother and young dragons were reunited. There was a bit of walking and talking, a little bit of conversation between Audrey and Ziggy, getting to know each other a little more, and a very excited young dragon, Kaizum, to be reunited with his mother. And unless I'm mistaken, Ziggy took his bed at the tail of a whale, and Boko and Marion decided to sleep on the beach with Kyrene and Kaizum. Not terribly anything eventful happened through the night, but you awake the next morning, and that is where we find ourselves.
I almost got swept out to sea last night, but that's all.
You are correct.
I forgot about that.
I had nightmares about it after that.
I will write a quick note in my journal, and I'll forage again.
Okay.
Very close to the campfire until I see someone stirring.
Okay. Do you care to share what your note might say, or is that more of a personal note?
I can read it.
Well, only if you want to. I'm not. It's whatever you want to do, you know, whatever information you're willing to share. But you are not required to by any means.
Okay.
All right.
Mom and Dad, I've been thinking of you quite a bit. Some of my new friends and acquaintances have spoken of their siblings. Broken, playful, strained, and complicated relationships are everywhere. It's never occurred to me to ask, do I have any siblings out there? A brother equally distanced from you, or a sister still in your care? I suppose I'll never know. Miss you this morning, and always.
Thank you very much. Now, you can go ahead and do a survival check to deal with your foraging.
That would be a natural one.
Natural one? Ah. I mean, there are some berries where you've previously found red currants, but a lot of what you're finding in this particular area seems kind of dried and nasty. Like they're a little, I don't know if over-ripened is the correct word, but they don't look nearly as appetizing as the ones you found before. And that is about all you can find in the area at the moment.
Thought for a second I might harvest some poisonous berries and share them.
I do not say they would be poisonous. It is still your decision if you would like to harvest them or not.
No. No berries today.
All right. Fair enough.
Squirrels get drunk.
Right. Anyone else?
Yeah, maybe. I mean, I'm out of rations, so I might do some foraging myself.
Okay.
Just catch a bag of crickets or something.
All right. Foraging for some crickets. Go ahead and do a survival check.
Oh. This is 18.
18. Very nice. Very nice. So you kind of scut around the beach a little bit. You find some, you know, pieces of driftwood about. And as you're looking around with your keen eyes, you see a couple, like some, it looks like some bugs hopping around on it. And you start to very slowly place your claws in the sand, carefully, one at a time, getting ready to pounce. Ah! And you slam your claws down on two crickets. And you've got them.
Nice.
Do you keep your crickets alive, or do you kill them before you save them?
Imagine I just put them in a bag. If they get too noisy, then...
Disadvantage stealth checks. Good luck. But only at nighttime.
But it's a great comedic advantage in awkward moments of conversation.
Boger just opens the flap on a bag.
Does that count as one ration?
Yes. We'll say, yeah. For your size, you know. Mm-hmm.
They're big, few small, juicy crickets.
Yeah, exactly.
Gross. Yeah.
All right. And while you're doing this, Kaizum is still kind of, you know, wrestling around on his back in the sand, snoring away. Little young dragon snores. Mm. But Kyrim seems to have awoken, and it's just kind of staring out across the horizon as the sun comes up across the water. Ziggy, about what time do you think you would wake?
For quick reference, what time are we talking about for them right now?
It's not too long after dawn.
Okay. I would say Ziggy probably wakes up, or I wake up around, I don't know, like 8 a.m. What is this, Saturday?
We're going
to go with 9 or 10 a.m. then.
Okay. All right.
And once I get up, I'm going to take a look at my hoverboard and try to better understand exactly what Audrey changed about it. So just taking a closer look at the side that she was tapping with the wrench to understand what exactly got changed.
Okay. Go ahead and give me an investigation check.
9.
9? Looking at it, it doesn't look like she did much. You saw her yesterday evening hitting one of the more or less stabilizing fins on it. But other than like what you saw, it's really hard to tell exactly what she did.
All right, I'm going to think to myself, probably beginner's luck. Clearly there's nothing done here. And then I'll head downstairs to get some food. I'm gonna check basically if there is any sea salt biscuits actually available this time.
All right. Let me just a moment. We'll get back to you. Is there anything that you two would be doing between like the, you know, the early morning hours of 7 a.m., give or take a bit, and the time that Ziggy got up?
I don't think anything interesting.
Okay. All right.
Chit-chatting.
Mm-hmm. Right. Oh, sounds good.
Oh, Boko. I used to play this game growing up.
Mm-hmm.
Find some, I don't know, driftwood or something and toss it to me. But try and toss it over my head.
Oh, okay. Should I roll for that?
I mean, you can easily find driftwood if you want.
Yeah. I'm going to do it.
And I'm going to try to ignite it in the air.
Okay.
But if it falls, then I lose.
Okay. Oh. So you go ahead and do, I guess, a ranged attack.
Ooh,
24? Whoa. Okay, yes. Yes. So the driftwood is flipping on through the air.
I have to touch it in order for it to ignite. I'm not sending a firebolt at it. I have to, like...
Oh, you're trying
just
to...
Just barely touch it.
Okay. So are you... Jumping to touch it?
Or? Yes.
Okay, all right.
Well, I guess it could be, I don't know, my dex versus Boko's strength or something. Like, it could be... Boko's aim is to make it really hard, but my aim is to still get it.
Gotcha, okay.
Well, maybe it's more
next
fun.
Time I'll try harder.
Yeah, when you're kids. I remember it being really fun when I was growing up, but...
I misunderstood how the game worked. Sorry,
Boko.
I'm sorry. I thought she was just launching fireballs at this thing. Like, okay. Scorching rays.
You said ranged attack. It didn't hit me until...
All right. So you get to play a little bit of fiery things going on
one
there.
One bad round. Never mind, Boko. You want to sit down?
In the later, as we're nearing, you know, a couple hours pass as you're sitting on the beach, and by that time... Kaizum has roused and is kind of scampering across the beach. Little dragon boy playing.
Mm-hmm.
And after a little bit of time, Kyrim turns to the two of you. It's like,
thank you for your help. But, I think Kaizum and I will be going soon.
Okay. Do you think you're all healed up? Able to?
Well enough. Well enough to make it back home, at least.
Mm. Will you maybe visit from time to time?
Mm. Mm.
Is there some way we could send you a message? Could leave one on the beach, maybe.
Mm, yes.
Mm. In the cave.
If you like.
He's kind of tromps, you know, gets up in the fireplace, tromps on over and grabs like a piece of decent sized driftwood. It's very small for a dragon, but it's probably about the size of Boko. A little, yeah, it's a little bit of a bigger size. And she's like,
maybe so. This may be too large, but take something like this and just, if you could tie it to a ribbon from the lighthouse, I'll be able to see it off the coast.
Okay.
And I'll take that as a signal.
Okay.
To come visit.
Oh.
Thank you.
So home isn't too far away. You won't be traveling.
Well, they too you far? Hunt here, right?
Yeah, I fly up and down the coast.
Okay.
Bit.
Well, I hope you have a safe journey home.
Me too.
Uneventful.
Yes, I'm glad you're together again.
And, so, is there anything else you want to do with the dragons before they depart?
No, I
no.
think...
No?
Okay. Yeah.
All right. So, the Kyrium's like,
come along, Kaizum. It's time.
And Kaizum's like, yes, mother.
His first words in common.
Whoa!
He's growing up, after all.
His accent is amazing.
And... big dragon wings come out and lift off of the sand. Kind of gusts of sand just kind of blows out the fire. Sand just gets...
Whoa.
A sheet of sand just lays over it. And she takes off. Kaizum, a little bit less dramatic, just little dragon wings, takes off. And they start to fly off towards the ocean. And after they get 100 yards or so out in the ocean, you see both of them take a nosedive.
Oh.
Straight into the water.
That's so cool.
And that is the last you see of the dragons.
That's so cool. I saw a goose do that one time. It was wild. Can't imagine a dragon.
Boko. Yeah, I saw a goose do that once.
That was in character.
Yeah.
Wow, I guess that's it, huh?
Yeah.
I'm going to go tell Mick that they're off.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Should we tell Mick about the signal in case he wants to?
Yes.
Or should we keep that on the DL so that word doesn't get around and there's nobody sets up a trap? That's my concern is the thing.
How much can we trust Mick not to tell stories?
Because he talks a lot, right?
Okay, yeah, I agree. Let's not do that.
And so you go downstairs, Ziggy, you go downstairs to get some biscuits. Jesse is down. Oh, I should note, with level 4 now, you should be able to use your hoverboard as kind of like a 60-foot movement speed, like skateboard, basically. You don't get too much elevation, but you are able to move 60 feet in a round of combat with that.
And I'll say 99% of that is from my own work.
Okay.
Maybe 1% is from...
This hovercraft works so much better now. Yes.
It's definitely from fighting the dragons and the cultists.
Yes. And come on downstairs for breakfast, and Perlin's out there shuffling around, getting the table set up. Something you do notice is he's wearing the same shirt he was wearing yesterday, but it's like kind of untucked, it's like buttoned weirdly, and his hair is all tousled, and he just looks tired. Like he hasn't slept very much. And he goes and grabs he's got a little tin cup, and he's presumably drinking coffee out of it. I was like, "Morning there, Ziggy."
Morning. You have a busy night last night?
Yeah, you could say that.
I'm gonna peek over the bar and see if I can see how full his bottle looks that he was drinking from last night.
Oh, that bottle. I mean, you can take a look, but it's not a clear bottle. It's one of those kind of opaque jug. Like, it's a little cartoony. It's one of those opaque jugs with the XXX on the side kind of thing. Yeah. I should learn what the name of that kind of jug is.
Growler? Is that a growler?
Yeah, it's kind of like a large growler. Yeah. And, so you wouldn't be able to see exactly how full it is, but it is definitely there, and the cap may or may not be on.
So yeah, have a long night.
Oh yeah, I mean, decently long. I stayed up a bit more than usual, but.
What was the occasion?
Well, you know, just life and things. Sometimes you can't sleep. Sometimes you end up in an interesting conversation with interesting folk, and you just, you know. You fall asleep on a bench instead of in a bed.
That does happen.
How's your night?
How's your back?
Yeah. Where was the bench?
Oh, you know, just out overlooking the sea, you know. Nothing. Got a little cold, but, you know, I don't think I have the hypothermias, but... Yeah, no, it's not that important. How was your sleep? The bed still treating you well?
Yeah, it was. I'd highly recommend one.
Oh, good. Yeah, well, what are you saying exactly?
Saying you look like you could probably use some sleep yourself.
Yeah, you know, that's what this coffee's for. I'll sleep at some point.
Is Miss Fields around?
Oh, I mean, have I seen her this morning? I don't think I've seen her. No, I haven't seen her this morning. She's usually...
Insight check?
Go ahead and roll an insight check. Yeah.
Yes. 16?
He rolled a 2. So, you You get the impression that he knows exactly where Miss Fields is right now. But just you know, perhaps for reputation's sake, won't say.
Right, you haven't seen her. Gotcha.
Well, no, definitely not. It took me forever to find my glasses this morning, so haven't seen much of anything.
We've all been there. All right, even if she's not around, any chance of some of those sea salt biscuits being available?
Yeah, you know what? She might have... Yeah, she might have put some of those in the... You smell that, right? Right? Maybe she is here after all. Let me go check. And whoop, back into the kitchen. go ahead and roll a perception check.
9.
You hear, like, kind of muffled whispers, one of which seems a little hurried, a little like, they're onto us, you know, kind of thing. But... not really able to pick much out from it. But after a few moments, Jesse comes out and he's got a little basket, like a little personal bread basket almost with three of these sea salt biscuits in them. And he's like, here you go. Will that be enough for you this morning?
Yeah, that should be plenty. And I'm going to just dig in.
All right,
sounds
good.
Because I did not eat much yesterday.
Do you think they had a moonlit picnic by the sea?
Oh my gosh. I bet they did.
They fell asleep.
To the sound of dragons playing.
In the distance.
All right. And you're having breakfast. Is there anything you want to do during breakfast? Or
Eat?
Well, obviously.
Mainly.
Yeah. So, all right, well, I'm going to just get back to work, I suppose. And he grabs, bends down behind the counter, grabs what looks like a pile of linens, and starts to head towards the stairwell to head up towards the rooms.
Have a good day.
All right, you too. And you two, after the dragons have flown off into the sunrise.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little different from riding off into the sunset, flying off in the sunrise. You know, they're both majestic, right? And the two of you are left there.
Wanted to go talk to Mick.
You want to go talk to Mick? That's right. I'm sorry.
No.
All right. So you go up to the lighthouse. All right. And give me just a minute. I got him. Never mind. Give me a minute.
He's putting his pants on again, don't you think?
Didn't want to think about that.
Oh, sorry, Bogo.
After about 30 seconds or so, he comes open the door and you can see he's like still stuffing his shirt into his pants. He's like, oh, hello. How are you? How are you and our nice, fine dragon folk doing?
Good morning, Mick.
Good morning.
Yeah, we just came by to let you know that they just departed.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's... Darn, that's kind of sad.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought they might hang around a little bit longer, but...
Kareem said that they might come visit sometime.
Oh, well, that'd be dandy. I'd like to see that little boy again.
Mm-hmm.
As long as he's how long do dragons stay small?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
Apparently he'll be young for 100 years, so...
Oh, okay, interesting.
Or considered young, so...
Well...
That's about, 73 years?
Boko checks her watch.
Yeah,
which I'm not wearing.
Well, you might have... So it took him... It was really... last night was really funny from the inside, because he got briefly wedged in the staircase as he was trying to get to the top. So we...
It seemed like a bit of a hullabaloo.
Yeah, he was able to shove him on through. He seemed really excited for whatever reason. I didn't know what was going on. I just didn't want him stuck in my stairwell. But, if he gets any bigger, he might not fit in the house anymore.
Well, if he comes by enough, we can maybe help build an extension for him.
This is the dragon wing. Yeah, thanks for everything, Mick.
Don't even mention it. It was a delight to have the boy around. Now that you're gone, I mean, what does that mean for you two?
I don't know. I've got some adventuring to do.
Oh.
So I'll probably be off for a while.
Okay. All right. Well, that's any idea where?
I'm just going to aim for the biggest city I can think of, which I have to ask around and find out what that is.
Biggest city, have you been to Berlindown?
Yes.
Okay,
it
so
was
we got that covered.
Yep. That's pretty great.
A little bit bigger than that is Isant. If you keep going, you know, go west, going to Pearland Town, you got to take another train west to go towards Isant there. But Isant, from Isant, there are other cities, but Isant is fairly central, so you can find a lot of trains going different places.
Point,
yeah,
least.
Yeah, it's a good little hub, a good central hub for things. But do you mind me asking what kind of adventuring? Like, maybe, is there something specific you're trying to find?
I'm looking for people of my kind, some more Bacaw. Do you know any like Irukakra adjacent roostings, maybe, or Genku?
You know,
locales.
Give me a second. I'm gonna roll a memory check for him. Not great. Well, I seem to recall at one point in time there's this colony of bird folk to the south, but I don't...
On the mainland?
Yeah, on the mainland. On the mainland, yes. But I don't remember if that was like south, like towards Ventura, or like west, like southwest, more towards Dexel. I don't really recall exactly. Okay. But I have heard, you know, I'm always down for a good story. I have heard rumor that there's a bird colony about where seems a lot of different species between Irukakra, Kenku, Macaw, etc. have kind of separated from their own like family clans and traditions and such to make a home for themselves.
Oh, together?
Yeah.
That sounds fun.
But otherwise, I'm...
And rumor has it that that's somewhere south. By Wexel.
Best I can remember. Ventura or Dexel.
Ventura. Oh, and okay.
So, I guess...
Is Ventura coastal then?
Ventura is...
But Dexel's not?
Ventura is actually less coastal than Dexel, but it's because Dexel is more towards the western coast. So it's like more of a southwest kind of journey, whereas Ventura is kind of south, barely southeast from Isant, more or less.
So Isant is also south.
Oh, you're
from here.
Your directions were from Isant.
Isant is west from here.
Oh, okay. Oh, no, I'm following now. I'm getting there.
I thought your directions were from Perlin's Pier. They were from
Isant.
Gotcha.
Yeah,
Dexel
sorry,
southwest
sorry.
Of Isant and Ventura sorry, south yeah, of Isant.
Yeah. No, I got you. I was envisioning the map, and that led to some kerfuffles.
No.
Well, he did recommend I start in Isant, so. Yeah.
Also, that part of me that's like, if I say south, southeast, are they just going to swim out into the ocean from here? What's going to happen? Maybe don't give them directions from here.
I was planning to stick to roads. Not a very good swimmer.
Miss Marion, what are you going with her? What's the plan there?
Well,
you're welcome to.
Oh, that's so sweet. I was gonna head east, actually, back to Isant.
Okay,
was my plan, but
west is back to Isant.
I meant west, back to Isant.
You're on the east coast right now.
West, back to Isant.
You're heading out to sea.
Yeah, I thought I'd hit Bird Rock first and then see where the tides took me. Yeah, I think I'm overdue for a visit in Isant.
Okay.
So I would love to keep traveling with you, but there's no pressure. Our, you know, arrangement is...
I think that would be fun.
Okay.
For me personally.
Gosh, I'm admittedly excited, Boko.
Yay!
It's so much more fun to travel with other people.
Yeah, travel companions.
Yeah.
Who
and
knew?
You're great specifically, too.
Oh,
it's not just the company.
You are, too.
You're very talented. Look at that, Mick. Thanks for asking.
You're welcome. I just, just being nosy. I wasn't trying to coordinate anything.
Well, I guess we should go talk to Ziggy since we're heading to Mr. Robert Perlin later.
Oh, yeah.
Well, thanks for everything, Mick. We're going to be off to the tail of a whale.
Is there, maybe, I'll see if I can leave a note at the tavern if Kyrene and Kaizen ever stop by, maybe.
Oh, sure.
Just because I don't know how frequently y'all are going to stop by, but...
You could leave a code phrase for us. Something like, tell the consultants there's beans at the lighthouse, and we'll know what that means.
Well, I do have beans. Did y'all have breakfast yet? Do you want some beans?
Yeah, we know about the beans, but... But the other people don't know that the beans mean dragons.
Oh, right? Oh, some dragon beans. Gotcha.
Exactly.
Gotcha. All right. Just tell everyone that there are dragon beans and lighthouse.
No. I'm sorry, write it down. Yeah. I'm going to write it down on a piece of parchment.
Well, piece of parchment out of your
code
pack and start scribbling.
Equals. Tell the consultants there's beans at the lighthouse.
Tell the consultants there are beans at the lighthouse. All right.
And that means we'll know what that means.
So there's like a 90% chance he's going to say, Jesse, the code is.
That's fine. Because Jesse won't know what the code means.
Not saying it's going to happen. Just a good chance. All right. Ziggy, eat breakfast. Anything you want to do after breakfast?
So, Mr. Perlin's gone upstairs?
Yes,
then
presumably to change the linens.
I'm going to hop behind the bar, since I couldn't see into his bottle, and just pick it up and see how empty it feels.
It feels pretty empty. It seems like he had a ruckus of a night, perhaps. It's...
Okay, then I'm going to head up to my room and pack up the rest of my stuff.
Sounds good.
And just get it in a manner that's ready to properly head out. And then I'm going to assume that Boko and Marion are going to stop by. So I'm just going to hang out in the, don't think we'd call it a lobby, but the, by the bar.
Gotcha. All right. Hanging out in the common area of the bar. And y'all two are heading towards the tavern.
There,
correct?
Yeah.
All right. And while you sit there and await Ziggy, Ida starts coming out wearing her little apron, still has a dish, you know, has her usual dish rag tucked in it. And just wandering about from table, she's putting down placemats, got the napkins with some silverware, and she's just getting things set up. Oh, hello. How are you this morning?
Pretty good. How are you? How was your night?
Oh, it was pretty good. He was good, but I would say he was uneventful.
Yeah, pretty short.
Just had a nice little dinner, and then some nice time by the ocean, and then that was I came and I went home and I went to sleep.
Well, nice. What was for dinner?
Oh, just someone cooked for me. Usually I cook for people. I mean, granted, it didn't taste very good, but yes, we tried.
Who's this mystery cook?
Oh, just a friend of the family, really. But made a nice little like a carrot and potato beef stew kind of thing, which was nice to have beef instead of the usual. I make fish stew a lot, just because it's what's around here.
A lot of fish.
But,
I'm sorry.
just had a nice beef stew, and it was really tasty. How was your evening? How's your morning been? Did you like the biscuits?
Yeah, the biscuits were great. It's always great when they're in stock and available.
You know, I need those by hand every day, and then I gotta wait hours for them to finish their rise before I form them, and then they have to rise again before I bake them. So it really is just a labor of love.
Oh, I believe it.
Mm-hmm.
You can taste it for sure.
The recipe on the site is much simpler than that. Don't want to scare anyone away.
I don't know much about baking. I just know how Sarah makes some things.
You actually know
things.
A fair amount about baking, a surprising amount about baking. No, you can just cut all of this.
No, I don't know. I don't know what it means, though. That's the big thing. It's like, yeah, that's something that happens. I don't know why, and I don't
Talking
know what.
Bottom, also,
yeah, I don't know what products you do that with, but I know it happens.
It's overproved.
yes.
So you mentioned you were down by the ocean. Did you see anything interesting down there?
I mean, just the waves and the stars, really.
Did you happen to go by the lighthouse?
No, not at all.
Oh, okay. Have your own kind of secret spot?
Well, what's it to you?
I'm just curious. It's going to be my last day in town, likely, so just wanted to check out any of the other local hotspots.
Well, I'm not going to tell you my secret spot now, am I? But why is it your last day in town? Where are you heading off to?
Home.
Home? Oh, very nice. Where? I feel like Jesse's told me. Where is home for you?
Isant.
Isant? Okay, so it's a decent journey, but it's not like you're not sitting out on like multi-weeks across the ocean or anything.
No, I think I'm going to for sure go west.
Well, yeah, it's good because that's the direction Isant is in.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
You know what bothers me? I was so aware of all of it until whatever happened with Dexel and Ventura.
You saying west and then just edit it over because that's what it sounded like. Literally, the goal. Yeah.
But as this conversation is going on, Marion and Boko arrive.
Yes.
Good morning, Miss Fields.
Oh, good morning, you two. Are y'all heading out together?
I hope so. That's kind of what I was hoping to ask.
Sorry, sir, I didn't mean to put any pressure
on
you.
Certainly for the day, we are heading out together.
We have some time to spend with Robert.
Ooh. Oh, yeah, we have to. Oh, yeah, I forgot about
it. Well,
have you ever met Robert?
Forgot we have to get paid.
I've seen and, you know, seen and heard head and tail of him every once in a while, but... But, no, I don't really, like, he doesn't really come here and I don't really visit there all that much.
Should meet him sometime.
Maybe.
He's real tall.
Will I still be employed if I go do that? Not saying Jesse's a vengeful employer, but...
That's a little controlling.
He can't this relationship can get riled up a bit.
Noted.
Have you ever seen Jesse riled up? He seems to keep his cool a lot.
You know, I've seen him in the... I've seen him when he gets excited about things. He can be a very passionate man, but... He has few interests, and the interests he has, he more or less keeps to himself.
Oh, that's... Okay. Mm-hmm. I was going to ask, but I guess if he keeps it to himself... I don't want to pry.
I'm not going to tell you about his interests. It would be a little disrespect to him there.
But you know about his interests. That's interesting.
Well, you know, when you work with someone for as long as we've worked together.
How long have you worked here?
A couple of decades now. Wow. It's been a while. Yeah, it's been a hot minute. Some very, very hot minutes in this kitchen here. But anyways, I'll leave the rest of y'all to it. I'm just going to finish setting the tables.
You sly fox.
Morning.
This might be, I don't know if I'm coming back, Miss Fields. So I just want to give you a hug.
You
know, goodbye.
Okay, and she like...
Thanks for working with
like,
me.
She takes the towel off the apron later. And like puts down the the napkins and the silverware. He's like, oh my goodness, dear. And remember, she is a 3.5 foot tall mouse folk. Mm. I think 3.5 is correct. She's a small person. And so your rabbit build, she really is more or less like how a kid hugs a mom around the waist kind of thing. She's like, she doesn't come that high up on you. And it's just like, dear. Okay. Here we go. It's very nice. It's very nice having your help in the kitchen.
It's been a pleasure working with you. And I want to whisper in her ear. And I hope you and you know who are very happy together.
She blushes a little bit. I was like, that I was better at keeping secrets.
You are.
She whispered that back, by the way. You don't hear that, Boko.
I'll say you are. Give her some self-confidence.
She's like, okay, well, best of luck to you then. I don't suppose you know
where you going, what you're doing next, right? You just kind of wandered in down one day, and now you're wandering out.
Westward.
Westward. Oh, it's a good place to go.
Yeah.
Good direction.
Back west.
Back west. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Return nice. Trip. Hmm. Well, and please tell Mr. Perlin goodbye. I don't know if he's here right now.
Oh, but yeah. He's probably just up. Last I knew, he was upstairs dealing with the linens.
Well, you give him a hug for me, okay?
All right. I will.
Can I shake her little hands? And say, yes. It's been a pleasure. Thank you for everything.
These little mouse hands.
I'll probably be back eventually, but I don't know when.
Okay, well, I'll probably be here. Just working away in the kitchen, you know.
I'll bring you a souvenir.
Ooh.
Make a note of that.
Sounds fun. I like a lot of things, so it just surprised me.
Okay.
Well, Ziggy, are you fueled up and ready to go? Well, you have your car? You ready for the road trip?
More or less, but where's the dragons?
They're gone.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, what?
They took off this morning back home.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry.
I forgot to get those scales off the elbows.
Oh heck.
Unless you got them, right?
No, I'm sorry. They left real early. But they did say that they
might
come back for a visit.
Wait, what time is it? Isn't it early?
It's early-ish. We had time to get here. From there.
You're in like the 9:30 to 10:30 window by this point.
Yeah, yeah, that's early.
But we have a...
They were real early.
Driftwood code. So if you ever want to come back and hang a large piece of driftwood from the top of the lighthouse, Kyrene will know to come back.
Oh, that's useful. Did you tell Mick?
No.
Oh.
But if they visit Mick, we gave Mick a code phrase to leave with Jesse to tell us that they've come by. But whether or not
what's the code
he'll
phrase?
Figure that out. I told him to say tell the consultant there's beans at the lighthouse. Because I had to come up with it on the spot. And I wrote it down because he was confused about the whole, what was going on. So
he's going to blow it, basically.
Maybe.
How's Jesse going to get that message to us?
Well, they'll just leave it there for if we are in the area at the time.
Oh, here?
Yeah.
Tail of a whale.
At Tail of a Whale.
Gotcha.
So if we happen to be in town when they are, we can know about it.
I know it sounds flawed, but it's airtight.
Probably. Yeah.
I'll trust you guys.
Airtight is a bubble boat.
I'm imagining the beacons are lit, but it's just like driftwood hanging from just rows just and rows buildings. Of structures all the way to Isot.
Shall we be off to
the
factory?
Yeah, I figured it's probably easiest to take the train back in.
Do you think Alzu's awake yet?
I kind of hope not. For his sake.
He can't have had a rougher night than Jesse. You should have seen him this morning.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What, did he get in a brawl?
Hard to say. His hair was all a mess.
Did
his
he
buttons
get punched
weren't
by
matched
an
up.
Evil wizard?
He said he slept
because
on
that's
a bench
what happened
on
to Alzu.
Oh.
He didn't mention a wizard. I think he would have mentioned that. Just that he slept on a bench by the beach.
Hmm.
Oddly enough, Miss Fields had a similar story.
Oh, that's odd.
Oh.
Strange.
What a coincidence.
Mm-hmm. Maybe the inn was full.
I don't know. All I know is his bottle behind the counter, you know, the one he was drinking last night, it's empty.
Man, he must have gone, whew, a lot.
I'd imagine so. Surprised he didn't wake me, honestly.
Well, he was out by the beach, so.
But yeah, I'm good anytime. I got my stuff packed up.
If you say it's okay to take the train, I mean, that works great.
Yeah, then we could say goodbye to Audrey.
Yeah, that would be fun.
Sure.
Maybe convince her to come with us.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, let's go.
Yeah.
All right.
We go.
So y'all head off to the train yard. You can see that the train engine has kind of been looped around some of the switchbacks, so now it's facing west, and you know, so that you can head back towards town. And Audrey's just kind of pacing around it, drinking her coffee as usual. I was just like, okay, I was wondering when you'd come by. I was afraid I was going to have to bring this back into town myself.
On a Saturday?
I mean, they need it. Like, they still run operations on Saturdays.
You did kind of apprehend a train and leave it here.
We do. I'm just saying, you got to get out more if this is what you're doing with your Saturday.
I find it very leisurely. Thank you very much.
Well, yeah, our plan is to take it into town if you wanted to join us.
I think I'll pass.
There won't be any dragons.
It's not the dragons I'm worried about. It's this guy running the throttle.
Oh, okay, that's fair.
You could drive.
It was pretty fun, though. Have you tried it before? You weren't on the train last time.
No, I haven't. I haven't tried it. I saw the effects, shall we say?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But no, I didn't try it.
We could stand on the logging car and just get the wind in our eyes. Really dries out your eyeballs.
I'm not sure which part of that is supposed to appeal to me.
It's not a pretty feeling, so.
But I was just gonna kick it around here. Nothing too crazy. I don't even know what I'd do in town, you know.
Well, I planned on asking Mr. Perlin for tickets to the show. And Audrey, I thought I'd ask for 4 tickets. See if there's a matinee today. We could meet you in town in the afternoon for an early showing.
Maybe.
You ever seen the show?
Nah, I'm not. I've never been particularly interested in it.
Well, concessions on me. Oh, meet us at the theater.
All right.
We'll have a ticket for you, unless there's no actual matinee, because I never check the schedule. But we'll have a ticket for you otherwise.
Okay, that sounds good to me. That sounds great. I mean, sounds okay. Go ahead and get this thing out of here. Get it out of my space.
I'll climb on up.
All sounds right. Good. So should we just say meet in town at ice cream? At what would be matinee? What would you expect?
Like, I was gonna, when the sun is just here in the sky, like 1 p.m.
More or less. Yeah. Okay, yeah, I'll head in a couple hours. It's going to tie up some loose ends, tidy up a bit here.
Okay.
Sounds good.
All right.
See you later, Audrey. Mm-hmm.
See ya.
I'm going to send a firebolt into the furnace immediately.
Okay.
I'm going
to... Lights up the furnace.
Stand on the logging car.
Can we tie you down?
I'll hold it down with all 4.
So you need a rope? Just for security measure?
Okay. I'm going to let the pressure fully build and then just go full throttle from the beginning.
Yeah! Okay, all right. So the train, just like the inside, the cabin where you two are, Ziggy and Marion, the heat just builds immensely because it's just building up this massive amount of hot air, both within the normal tank as well as the additional canister that was attached by Ziggy. So it gets a little bit warm. You're starting to feel a little bit sweaty, and then you just release the throttle. And again, I'm gonna need everyone to make a dexterity saving throw with disadvantage, because you are immediately taking off from 0.
Oh no, could it get worse? Ooh, I rolled 2 2s. 5.
Oh, that's a 10.
It's a 10.
Do you say dexterity?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, that would be a
throw, 10. Right?
Yes.
It would have been a nat 20, though.
Oh.
That is unfortunate.
With advantage.
That'll be 12.
12? 12? 10?
5.
5, okay. Fortunately, the DC was 15. So, all right, everyone's going to take 5 points of damage. So,
I split against the car behind me.
Marion takes a little bit of a bump hitting the bat, like kind of ends up getting tossed into the stoker bed, into the coal, not the stoker bed. You're not falling into the fire. You're going the opposite direction. You're falling into the pile of coals and everything, and you clock them with the back of your head.
I grab the back of my head. Oh, no.
And Boko, being strapped down and clawed down, you actually kind of do the cat clawed down a wall, like, streak, end up breaking a single claw on your left claw and scroll on down as your shoulder kind of just a little bit. You're like, just ooh, ooh, oh, that's, I'm going to feel that tomorrow, that kind of thing. And Ziggy, are you going to use the effect of your jacket, or are you going to...
Yes, I will expend a charge to make sure I don't fall over at the very least.
Okay, so it's still, you're still going to feel a bit of a jerk, but it will drop the damage down to just 2 for you.
Ooh,
as you, your jacket keeps you steady, but you still have that, a bit of a stretch in your shoulders as you're pulling on the throttle there.
Whew, that'll wake you up in the morning.
Yeah, that's one way.
And the train takes off into town.
And now, a word from our sponsors.
You pick the toppings, you pick the flavors. Sit back and watch Bud do us a favor. Would you like a cup or cone? Tell us, it's no show.
I'm very good at sound effects, don't you think?
Toot toot.
That's how train is sound.
It's like when nods to Ziggy offered
him the
yes, yeah, so you wander off in a town. Are you, I guess you're going to, I imagine you're going to continue on through the train yard and towards the Prone's Plastic Warehouse area?
Yeah, plan is to drop the train at the factory.
Okay, so you... So you have to start dropping the speed a little bit as you approach the train switches at the Eastern Station in Perlin's Pier. But, you know, slowing down a little bit, you just kind of coast right on through and are able to take that little S-curve up towards the factory, where you're able to stop on the eastern end of the warehouse. And you can see as you arrive at the warehouse areas that it seems the factory is still operating on a Saturday. But it's...
Good thing we gave him the day off yesterday.
Seriously.
It's less of a... There's a bit less hustle and bustle. It's like everyone as a whole just seems kind of stressed and worn. Just the atmosphere is a bit different than your previous adventures here. But otherwise, you can wander off into the factory.
Cool. When we get to the factory, I want to head to... Did we establish if there's like a locker room type of thing?
I think I put a...
There was like a cafeteria.
Yeah, there's like a cafeteria.
Or people's personal belongings.
Yeah, I think I indicated that there was a locker room type thing in there simply because... I don't know, it just came out of role play. But I haven't officially located it on the map yet, shall we say.
Well, I want to head to the locker room.
Okay.
And I'm going to take a bunch of my Gage Guild pamphlets out of my bag and just be slipping one into each of the different lockers.
Okay, you can do that. You start slipping things into lockers. And after a little bit of time, I believe is the name of the are y'all going with him for this?
I don't think so.
You don't think so? Okay.
Yeah, trying to head straight to the administrative area.
I'll catch up with you guys in a minute.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. All right.
I wanna know what happened to Elzu.
Yeah.
So there is a female orc, like security guard wandering about the area, and she kinda sees you dealing with the lockers, like, hey now, what's all this here?
Just passing out some friendly information.
What kind of friendly information?
Just about some of the great benefits a guild offers.
Oh, a guild, huh? A guild, I know about that. I don't know about that around here.
Have you ever been in a guild?
No, I have not. I feel like I would probably, I'd probably lose my job if I tried to start one, too.
Why is that?
Well, you know, it's just a dangerous thing to talk about. I don't know. I'm just...
Too many well, rights. Here, and I'm going to hand her a pamphlet. You should really look into it. It's not as dangerous as you think, and the benefits are great.
I mean, it's not as dangerous as I think, but, like, Isn't it kind of hard to muster support for this kind of thing?
No. You just talk with your coworkers. Get them to agree to it.
Oh. Hmm. Well,
think of it this way. What's going to happen to the factory if everybody running the factory wants this?
Well, I didn't really think about it like that.
If you ever want to get in contact, and I'm going to give my sending stone that connects with the Gage Guild to her. If you ever think you got the right level
of
support.
I'll expense that later.
Yeah, I guess. Okay, all right.
It has a direct connection to the guild.
Oh, all right. So, all right. Is there someone I should ask for? Or
anybody will do if you just let them know. And I'll let them know I'm actually headed back to HQ in a little bit. I'll let them know that there's a potential outpost here.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right, then.
By the way, I'm Ziggy.
Oh, yeah. I don't think all we right. Sorry, I'm Mogak. Sorry. You didn't mean to leave you out. Sorry, you just caught me off guard, you know? Yeah, so, I don't know what all this is about, but, okay.
Living a better life.
All right, well, you know, maybe, yeah, but could you, don't snoop around the locker so much around here, huh?
Understood, I'm heading out now anyways.
Okay, all right, I'll have to work with you.
And on my way to, go to the administration area, I want to peek into the furnace room and see the state of things there.
Okay. So you peek into the furnace room, and there are actually a couple of workers in here. There is there's an Arakakra with some kind of like blue-gray feathers up on some of the catwalks, kind of working to dismantle some of the gears and stuff that were up there, activating the bellows. No indication. Along with him, there's also a lizard folk scampering along the ground, picking up debris, presumably from some of the madness that happened here yesterday. But aside from those two, there's just general movement in the factory. In this room, it just seems. It seems more like they're kind of dismantling and cleaning things out as opposed to actually, trying to set anything up.
Gotcha. And quickly, what was the name of the orc again?
Mogak.
Mogak.
M-O-G-A-K. And I think I had three different accents for her in like two sentences.
It started with Australian, I think, didn't it? Did anyone else?
I think so, yeah.
It was doing something, but...
Yeah, then I'll head over to the... I'm assuming looking for Marion and Boko.
Okay. And while he's doing that, what are you two doing?
I guess my instinct is head to Alzu's office and see if Robert's there or there's something going on.
So if y'all head to... So y'all probably head to the office while he's heading to the locker room to do that. And go to the office and entering Alzu's office. You can see... Poker, you would take note of this with your keen perception.
Ooh.
The... There used to be a little plaque with a nameplate on the door,
mm-hmm.
and the plaque holder is still there, but Alzu's nameplate is removed.
He's fired.
And as you enter, who should you see but Robert Perlin sitting at the desk,
mm-hmm.
combing through paperwork, kind of, you know, every now and then a bit of a sigh as he's just trying to figure out what to do with this mess now.
Good morning, Mr. Perlin.
Ah, good morning, Miss Marion and Miss Boko. I, sorry, I was a bit distracted with the paperwork here. How can I help you this morning?
Well, I mean...
We've come to collect.
Ah, yes, of course. Where is your other friend?
He's actually just behind us, coming upstairs.
Ah, okay.
Are you hurrying from the locker room, or are you just...
I'm not hurrying, but I don't imagine it'll take too long.
Okay.
I wanted to let you know, Mr. Perlin, that not only is Kyrie reunited with her son, but they just took off home this morning.
Ah, very good, very good.
I can't imagine what would have happened if you didn't ask for someone to get involved. Mm. So thank you.
Mm. Yes, I It's turned out to be a bit bigger than I expected it to be. I thought this was...
Yeah.
Honestly, I just wanted someone to find my missing money. I did not expect such a cruelty to be occurring right under my nose.
Mm-hmm.
You might have noticed I'm a bit of a hunter myself, but this was very unsporting.
Mm-hmm.
Where's Alzu?
Oh, he is with the constabulary. I've decided to, at least until we sort everything out, keep him under a watchful eye. Because, even if he was not necessarily the culprit who is responsible for the capture of the dragon, he still accepted the dragon and is responsible for the working conditions.
And he got in contact with some shady people, so...
Mm. In that instance, I'd like to give him the benefit of a doubt. I'm not sure he completely understood who he was dealing with.
Do you now understand who he was dealing with?
Good question.
Very little. I understand very little. I've combed through some books in my home and my study, but most of what I have on hand relates to my family history, some of our traditions, our various works of nature and biology, a lot of work dealing related to animals, because I am not the first hunter in my family.
Mm-hmm.
It's been sort of a generational thing. I might have mentioned my tussle with the boar the other day.
But you haven't told me that story.
No, I haven't. And I'm sorry, but I still do not have the time.
That's fair.
But, yeah. With all of that... with all of that, I was not able to... There is not much in the way of religion or philosophy in my personal library.
Mm.
Yes, about that time.
Oh, Ziggy.
sorry. Didn't mean to interrupt.
I mean, zigzag.
There you are.
It's not an interruption at all. The three of you need to be here anyways to receive your appropriate payment. I must ask, were you interested in a purely a financial sort of payment or in a magical item sort of event?
We should have talked about this before we got here.
I'm still very torn.
I think, Chris, Coin would... what were you going to say, Ziggy?
Coin as well is what I've been thinking.
Yeah, that's probably the smartest choice.
We might not know what we encounter, and we'd like to purchase on the road.
Good point.
That Miss Thistledoll doesn't have in stock.
That's interesting. That's a good point.
I need some healing potions.
Yes. Maybe just one or two.
As much as I'd love to keep this wand, I don't know if it suits me.
All right. Well, in that case, if you would place any of your magical items that you've gotten from Madris on my desk here,
okay.
I will make sure they get brought back to her. At least the ones that are in a decent enough condition to go back to her.
I dramatically whip off my cloak.
I ceremoniously go on one knee and lay the wand on his desk.
All right, now no need for all this.
I'll hold the lantern about a foot above the desk and just drop it.
Ka-tink.
Oh, is that not in good enough shape anymore to return, perhaps?
Oh, I'll hit
perchance
it with my wrench.
You and should
mending it.
Take it back. Perhaps we should take it back.
All right, very good. Is that are you sure that's everything?
We used everything else.
Mm. All right, fair enough.
Oh yeah, we had the there was
all
the
right
dust
and some potions.
Mm-hmm.
And he pulls out a little piece of parchment and scribbles on it. And
nothing. Just, is anyone else stealing anything, but, or is it just me?
I guess players to DM, is anyone lying?
I am lying.
You are lying.
I want to keep my restraint.
Do a deception check.
My turn, Bain.
Okay, come on, you. You're going to work for me really, really well today. 15.
Even with a plus 3 to his insight, he got a 7. So,
okay.
You have successfully tricked Robin. He's like, very good. And pulls out a piece of parchment, scribbles some stuff on it. I might have said that already, my bad.
Mm-hmm. Another piece of parchment.
I know. And then he folds it up and generally hands it out.
No
person in particular. All right, very good. All right, there you go. If you would take that down the hall to Tenult, he will be able to cash out some funds for you in payment for your services yesterday. Wonderful.
Thank you.
Is there anything else I can do for you before?
I mean,
yes. Could you get us some tickets to the matinee showing of your show?
Oh, yes. You're interested in the show. Very good. So, 3 tickets for you?
Four if possible. We've got one other friend who aided in our mission.
Oh, okay. Is there a particular reason I've not met this friend?
She was ready to receive us at the train yard in Pearland Pier with the dragon.
I understand. And were you interested in an no, you know, I'm not sure I can afford the time to escort you this afternoon.
Well, that's awfully sweet of you to offer, though. But we understand.
I will go ahead and send a letter forth, and he lets out a fairly thunderous snap, and this little halfling fella comes running and is like, yes, Mr. Perlin, sir, what can I help you with? I just take this down to Jeffrey at the Perlin Theater and make sure they hold some tickets for my friends here. Mm. Yes, Mr. Perlin, sir, very, very good. Off he goes. Is there anything else I can do?
Well, since we're talking about this show, I'm just curious, any recommendations on concession or things to bring to the show?
Well, most of the concessions offered at the theater are my favorites.
Oh.
So you'll find there's a variety of some dried meats, some jerky and salted pork and other small little cubed up meat bits. I also have baguettes. Some breads, there as well as a selection of dried fruits, usually in the stone fruit category, because I do like myself a good plum.
What about wet fruits?
Those don't keep very well for concession.
Understood. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you. And if you don't mind, I have some... A lot of work to get back to sort through all this mess.
It's been a pleasure working for you.
Well, thank you.
Sorry for the
Would
mess.
Would you mind if we used you as a reference in the future?
Ooh.
I can't think of a reason why that would hurt me.
Oh, good.
So,
all right.
Just try to stay out of trouble.
It will do.
Don't use me as a reference with some of these shady folk that have clearly been
prison.
Around here.
Understood.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll go see Tenult.
Well, we're walking away. I'm just going to elbow Marion and be like, he didn't ask for a sending stone back.
But
that one's on me, isn't it?
It goes to him.
But he does. Yeah, he has the match to it. So really, you're going to.
I think we should maybe leave it with Jesse.
No. I can't meddle like
we'll
that.
Just insult each other once a day from afar.
Now that is funny.
Imagine the stories. Okay, we're doing this.
We can have Audrey slip it into his pocket.
Oh, that's pretty good.
The shenanigans.
That's our other name.
So, Boko,
the shenanigans.
How much is on that slip?
Oh, I didn't read it.
All right. You open it up, and you see that y'all were offered a sum of 500 gold pieces each.
Ooh! Oh, my goodness. Right. That's not a typo.
Let's go see Tenult.
A rhino?
A rhino?
A pano?
That's what happens when you forget to give your players adequate funds at the beginning of the game. And they're level 4 now.
That's what happens when you help the richest person in town.
That, too. That helps quite a bit. It was a special operation. Special forces, even. Oh.
That's going to go straight to my head.
Very good. And so you get down there, and it's pretty easy for you, for Marion to pick out Tenholt running back and forth. And you see, oh, morning to you.
Hello, can I help you with?
It's good to see you. Good to see you. You're a bit late for work today, so I'm not sure what kind of excuse I should offer up to the boss there, Miriam.
That's very sweet of
we
you.
We quit.
Oh.
I'm sorry, and you are?
Oh, nice to meet you. I'm Ziggy. I worked here for a while.
All right. So, yeah. Different department. I don't care. What can I get for you, Miriam?
I was hired for a special project, and that project is now finished.
It was a very quick special project, wasn't
it? Yes. And I highly recommend just sleeping by the seaside. It shaves years off your life.
Huh?
For future reference.
Hmm.
I'm sorry, what? Sure. I don't really understand what's happening right
good
now.
Advice.
It's pretty good advice. I'm trying to think of what happened in a previous session that I said as this character. Nothing's coming to mind.
No, it was Miriam, not Pendleton.
Gotcha. All right.
Oh, because she was super old. I forgot about that. She was pretending to be super.
I shouldn't have recognized you because you're. Oh no.
Yeah, same for
you. Still, yeah,
just not hunched over.
You
had to
disguise yourself.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and the cloak
okay.
is gone.
Gotcha.
That's so.
It's
funny.
Hard to keep track of things sometimes, guys. It's really hard. I don't know, listeners out there or the listener. Sometimes your brain just doesn't want to remember a single thing, not a single darn thing about this game. And it doesn't matter if you created the world. It doesn't matter if you drew the map 2 hours ago. You will absolutely forget what the map looks like.
Some you days absolutely you get a brain forget. Like a sieve. Yeah. Some days it's more like a fishing net.
That's enough of our aside. Back to the action. All right, sorry. So, why are you here, then, if your project's over?
Mr. Perlin gave us this, and I hand over the paper.
Very good. And he rips the paper open, takes a look at it. Ah, all right, very good. Give me just a moment. And he kind of cedar gallops over to his desk and, does some little paperwork, stamps it out, and then gallops off to the other side of the room where there's actually, like, kind of a teller window, slides the paper in, and afterwards is given some bundles, after which he gallops back to you, and it's like, all right, here you are, 500 for you, 500 for you, and 500 for you.
Thank you, Tenholt.
Very much.
You're very welcome.
It's heavy.
500. It's a bit heavy. But, I think, unless you have any other paperwork, that I should probably get back to my paperwork.
That'll be it. I mean, thank you.
Thank you.
Very much.
Have a good evening.
We'll leave.
Afternoon.
Yeah.
A good noon. A good lunchtime. All that fun stuff. All right. You'll leave.
I don't know about you guys. I kind of wanted to hit up, what is it? Mundana Arcana? What was that place we were at?
Oh, yeah. I'm game.
I
want to get a hat.
We have some gold, and
yeah.
I needed another set of Sending Stones.
Oh, yeah.
Possible.
I need potions. So, yeah. I'm game.
That sounds good.
Count me in. I have also never seen this much gold in my life.
No, this is a lot. Are you sure this isn't a mistake?
I don't want to ask.
No, you're right. I'm just going to keep it.
He's a rich guy, so I don't think he'll notice it going missing.
No, that's
true. He noticed.
Yeah. That's a good point. But he wrote down the number himself.
Out of curiosity, right. How much was embezzled?
Oh, I didn't even... How much does a dragon go for?
You, I believe... Boko already got that information.
I had the
actually,
ledger.
All three of you might have gotten that information at your meeting with Perlin
from
at Perlin
ledger?
Manor.
Oh,
and
right.
It was roughly 10,000 gold pieces.
Whoa.
So this is a drop in the bucket compared to that.
Yeah, you're right.
Hefty drop, but a drop. I'd say more of a drip in the bucket.
You know, I think I'll pass Mundana Arcana and go to Top Hat and Main just for a spell, and then I'll come back.
Okay. I'm good with going there first.
Yeah, I want to go top end me.
Okay.
Okay, all right.
Also, I took a look in the furnace room. It looks like they're tearing everything down.
What?
Yeah, so at the very least, I don't think they're getting another dragon because...
Good.
It looks like they were breaking it all down to who knows what comes next.
I feel like they could just put treadmills up and, like, take turns running.
What's a treadmill?
Sounds wonderful.
Boko is from an island, but she knows a lot about technologies.
Is that something from Bird Island?
It's a hamster wheel. That's what I picture when I say treadmill.
All right, so y'all head off to, Top Hat and Main first?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so you exit the factory, and heading south from there, you can pass on through the market. Just hullabaloo, people bustling back and forth, trade and commerce happening, but you can pass through pretty easily. You've passed through it a few times this far, so you have a pretty good sense of, decent enough sense of which pathways are less likely to be crowded.
On one of the empty ones, I'm going to take the Raz form.
Okay, sounds good. You disguise yourself as a Raz, and then hit the main thoroughfare, approach Top Hat and Main, seeing the nice wooden sign with the lion wearing a top hat. I believe the lion has a monocle as well. And you are free to enter.
I'm going to do that.
Go in.
I'm going to march on in.
You go in, and as you go in, you can see Auntie Grace is shuffling back and forth. Still has, instead of wearing her bright pink socks underneath her little knickers today, she has just these bright yellow ones with these kind of white stripes every now and then. It's very uneven spacing on the stripes. It's kind of like some are thin, some are thick, and there's not really a lot of pattern to it. It's just random stripes almost. But she's still, as she's wandering about, moving hats about, moving mannequins about, she's holding a pin in her lips and just kind of running to and fro.
Good morning, Auntie Grace.
Hello, it's so good to see you, Raz, and you've brought your friends back again, yes?
Of course.
Yes, very good. I know it's only been a day, but it feels like ages.
Doesn't it?
Is it a day? Maybe 2 days. It might have been 2 days. When did the Griff encounter occur?
It was yesterday, right?
It's easy to lose track of time, honestly.
It very much is, yes.
It was 2 days, because we started it at Perlin's.
Right.
Yesterday.
Right. Only yesterday.
Seems like only yesteryear.
I was wondering if my order was ready.
Oh yes. Give me just a moment. I have to run to the back to get it. Give me just a moment.
No problem.
Scutters up to the back. You can just hear shufflings of things. It's like after 15 seconds or so, you hear it sounds like just a bunch of hat boxes toppled over.
Ooh.
And it's like, I'm okay. Keeps digging. It's like, I know I put it here somewhere. I know I put it here. Ah, it's still in the mannequin, of course. And goes and fetches and, you know, has this kind of hastily packed box as she comes out and gives it to you.
Thank you so much. Mm. And I turn and hand it to Boko.
What's this?
If you open it...
Can I peek inside? I'm going to peek inside.
Yes. It's a detective hat.
Oh my gosh!
With IB inscribed on the top.
Oh.
For Investigator Boko.
My gosh.
Like a Sherlock Holmes.
Like a deer cap.
Yes.
I'm just going to sit down on the floor with wide eyes. I turn one eye towards it, then the other one. Are you for real?
Doesn't she do great, great work?
And you both look at Auntie Grace, and Auntie Grace is just looking at Raz with just holding this huge, like, plume of a feather, and it's like, are you sure you don't want the giant feather in
the
hat?
Well, I can let Boko decide if you'd like an additional feather.
No, thank you. I have plenty of feathers.
All right, fine.
No, it's exactly as described.
Feeling,
thank
but...
you. Mm. And let me know the damage, too.
Yes, of course.
Can I... I mean, thank you. I'm just...
Special order, probably rush.
Yeah.
10 gold.
Okay, I'll put 15 down.
Ooh.
Did I say 15?
No, you said 10.
Sorry, what do you mean you
I want to tip her.
Right. Yeah. Gotcha, okay. Okay, I was like, what was
it
the
down
payment?
What was the down payment? I don't know what to do with myself. I'm like, what's an appropriate tip?
All right, so it's like, oh, thank you very much. Plink, tink,
thank you, it's perfect.
It's beautiful.
And you might notice the IB, whatever that stands for, is hand stitched.
It's beautiful. It's wonderful. I'm blown away.
What script did she end up using? I'm sure I left that to her.
It's very fancy.
It's like, it's loopy.
It's bold. It's like it's emboldened and italicized. I don't know fonts, so I'm not going to try to like be like, oh, it's Helvetica thin or something like that. I don't know.
It's not Comic Sans.
It's not Joker Man. It's
not Papyrus.
It's not Wingdings.
It's Wingdings.
That's actually what Bacaw's chicken scratch is. It's just Wingdings.
That's impressive.
Makes sense.
No, but yeah, it's like both emboldened and like kind of. There's actually, in addition to the lettering, there's like a very thin, kind of whitish silver thread, super fine, but it has just enough of a sheen that it outlines the letters, so you kind of get like a little reflection off in the distance.
Oh, that's so cool!
Especially when especially when you step outside and the sun hits it. Be very nice.
Oh my gosh!
And Auntie Grace, I was wondering if Griff is about.
Well, he went out for some deliveries, but he should be back relatively soon, I think.
Okay, I'll wait outside for him.
All right. Right.
Man, does everybody in this town work on Saturdays?
I made a fatal mistake by naming the day of the week. Yeah. That is like the seventh time he said that this episode.
It's retail.
I was just trying to context it.
Well, thank you, Auntie Grace.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Thank you
very much.
We'll take our leave.
Yeah. Ooh.
Well.
This is exactly what I came here for, and I didn't even know it.
Well, don't get into too much trouble with it. But see, y'all have a good rest of the day.
Thank you.
And I think I'll meet you two at Mandana Arcana. I'm just going to wait to see if I can catch Griff before coming over.
Okay.
Good luck.
Thank you.
All right. So y'all exit the shop. You two head to Mandana Arcana. You wait outside. Entering Mandana Arcana... Madras is there, surprisingly not in her usual position. She seems to be shuffling around some items underneath her desk, not her desk, the counter space. By her usual position, I just mean the chin in her hand leaning on the countertop. She seems to actually be adjusting some things, though it's... while the enchantment is still up on the case, you can't see what she's actually doing inside of the case. It's still opaque. But, she's working around. And a little, her earrings give a little bit of a glow as y'all enter. She's like, people are here. It's like, oh, you two. Oh, so,
good day.
Yes. Mission success.
Oh, very good, very good. I was wondering.
That wand was fantastic.
Oh, I'm so glad you liked it. Did you, do you still have that on you?
We left it with Robert. In retrospect, we probably could have just brought it back ourselves.
Oh, okay.
Huh?
All right. I will just,
Yeah, Robert has just the wand, has the lantern, and I think the cloak.
Oh, yes. Mm. So I guess you used all of your consumables.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, they came in clutch as well.
Oh, very good. I always like to hear that my toys and trinkets work out nicely for people. Very good.
Speaking of which, I was just curious if you happen to have a set of sending stones on hand.
Let me take a look here. I'm afraid I do not have a sending stone in stock at the moment. I think the last one I actually gave to Robert the other day.
Oh, that's too bad. Do you know if anyone else in town carries those?
In town? Off the top of my head, not particularly. You could certainly... I don't think any of the towns between here and Isant would have much of anything. But Isant and, of course, Morrow would have things like that. Perhaps... Dexelmite, that's more of a black market item, I think. But, Yeah, not here in town. I'm so sorry. A little rabbit trail.
Dexel... Sorry. Is Dexel the type of place to have black market? Is it a scary place?
It's a bit rough around the edges. Oh. But there's been a lot of, it has a bit of a history of turmoil, if I understand correctly.
It's not like actively at war, is it?
Not openly.
Oh, scandalous.
Well, I appreciate you checking. I think, Boko, did you still want to see about some health potions?
Yes, that would be... Do you have any available?
Yes, I do. Give me a moment. And if y'all would like the list, yes.
Sure.
So I can limit things to what would be in your 500 gold pieces range.
That'd be great.
Unless y'all want to pool money together. But it depends... I don't... I guess it depends on the utility of the items.
Yeah.
But, your armor of never get dirty armor of gleaming. If you want to enchant your current armor, that's 100 gold pieces, or it's new armor. It's 100 gold pieces plus the cost of new armor.
Okay.
The smoldering effect is 150 gold pieces on your current armor. Oil of slipperiness for 200. Potion of fire breath for 150. Potion of growth for 270. Potion of water breath for 180. Potion of healing for 50, potion of greater healing for 250, and then you can get scrolls, cantrip first, second, and third level for 15, 25, 250, or 500 gold pieces. You can get seeker dart weapons for 300. You can enchant your weapon to become a +1 weapon for 500, and you can get a rope of mending for 120 and Dust of Disappearance for 100, and a Pole of Collapsing for 5.
Okay. How much was the Slipperiness Potion?
200.
And the Water Breathing was 180.
Potion of Water Breathing was 180. That is correct.
And what's the difference between greater and lesser healing potions?
I believe regular, I think, is 2d4 plus 2. I think greater is 4d4 plus 4. I think it just
okay.
Like doubles the amount, basically.
Hmm.
The number of common things that my brain is fuzzy on.
Yeah.
Sometimes, yeah. But yeah, 44 plus 4 for greater healing.
I'll take two of the regular healing potions.
Two of the regular healing potions? Mm-hmm. Two of the regular healing potions. Let me get the voice. All right. Very nice. I can get those for you. And she pulls out two little vials that are... they look kind of like the... these ones look kind of like the little... Like lab beakers, they're kind of flat on the bottom, but they're like the triangle
like
base.
Like Erlenmeyer flask.
Yes, thank you. Yes, that, but they have little corks in the top. It's like, but they're only about yay big. Like they only hold like 2 ounces of liquid total. I'm like, there you go. There's got to be 100 gold pieces, unless there's something else I can get for you.
That's it for me.
All right.
Can I get two of those? Now I'm torn between the slipperiness and the water breathing. The slipperiness sounds fun.
I mean, I can create grease.
You can? Does that make things slippery?
Generally speaking, yeah.
Well, okay. I'll go with the water breathing then. Two healing and one water breathing.
All right, two healing, one water breathing. Very good. Comes up to 280 for you.
Okay. Hand over the cash.
All right, very good. And anything for you at all?
It's so nice of you to pop your head out of the shop and ask me, but actually,
I'll
get in a second. I want to nab one healing potion, but not quite yet.
My bad. All right, so you two are doing your shopping, and while Raz is outside of Top Hat and Main waiting for Griff, after a little bit of time, you see a little gnomish boy with blonde hair comes shuffling on down the road, dragging a little bit. It's like, hey!
Griff!
Raz, what's going on?
Oh, well, I'm actually leaving town, and so I wanted to say goodbye.
Bye? Why are you leaving town? But I mean, what reason do you have to leave town?
Well, I told you about that walkabout that I'm on, and it... Oh. I'm due westward now, but I couldn't leave without thanking you.
Oh, thank you for everything. Well, of course, yeah, you know, thank me.
No, truly, I don't always meet friends when I travel, and you were kind to me and got me a job.
Oh, well, you know, it's nothing entirely crazy. I just we just happened to pick the same ox cart. No big deal.
No big Sounds deal like fate, doesn't it?
Oh, fate. I mean, fate brought us together. Is that what you're saying? Fate brought us together.
You're funny, Griff.
Okay, yeah.
So thank you for everything.
Oh, yeah. No, don't mention it.
Very grateful. And maybe I'll be on the road for a bit, I think. But maybe I can write to you
I gotcha.
When I've landed someplace.
Oh, that'd be great. I'll be, you could, you know, send it here. It's much easier to get mail here than out in Perlin's Pier, you know.
Okay. Well, if you're all right with that, then...
Yeah, that sounds great to me.
I guess I'll be off.
Okay, well... I kind of like reaches for the awkward side hug.
I'll give him a full hug.
Okay. Oh, okay. All right.
And as we part, I'll peck him on the cheek and then turn and walk away.
I mean, I'll see you around.
Yeah. Bye, Griff.
Toodaloo. Oh, why did I say toodaloo?
Come on, Griff.
You're better than this. All right. And you wander off to Mandana Arcana.
How far is that?
It's just a couple shops down. I think it's literally like two shops down the block.
Is he still outside if I turn around?
Yeah, he's watching you go. Why not?
I'm going to make a left into an alley.
Okay.
And right. Change.
Okay. All right. And so you just got
out of my disguise.
All right. Sounds good.
And come slowly walking out and go into the Mandana Arcana.
Okay. All right. And by the time you come out of the alley, he's not there anymore.
Okay.
So you disappeared from view, and that's the end
Lord
of it.
Knows Thessaldal won't serve Raz.
You make a fair point.
Oh, hi, Miss Thessaldal.
Oh! Nice of you to join us. Anything I can interest you in at my shop?
I won't take much time. I was just looking for a healing potion, please.
Regular or greater?
Regular.
Regular, all right. And that's it? Just one potion for you?
Just one.
All right. 50 gold pieces on the nose.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you for your patronage. did you also, like them, leave your magical items with Robert?
Yes. Right. He has right, the cloak.
Ah, yes. Oh, yes, of course. How could I not notice that? Anything else I can get for any of you?
You don't happen to have any goggles, do you?
Goggles? I maybe we'll scrounge something up.
I just noticed you have armor. I don't know if that counts as armor.
Let me wander off to the back. Okay. And
you know, if you're looking for goggles, I have a bunch back at the junkyard.
Oh.
They're kind of a safety equipment for...
Where's your junkyard again?
Isant.
Oh. I mean, I'm headed that way, so... Yeah, if she doesn't have any.
Okay, I'm just saying they're free.
Would they fit my head?
I can make them fit.
Okay.
And she, after a little bit, she comes out. She's like, oh, well, I have these. They're, well, I kind of took the faceplate off an old helmet and just put some leather straps on the sides. It's, I haven't had an opportunity to enchant it or anything yet, so it's more for looks than anything else right now, but that's all I really have. Sorry.
Okay. That's all right. Thank you.
Okay. And unless there's anything else, now that y'all have made your purchases, you can skedaddle.
Yeah. Is it about time to head to the theater?
Yes, by this point in time, it would be about time to head to the theater. I believe, unless I am mistaken, that is more or less on the way to side of town where Perlin lives.
Are we planning to go straight to the theater, get our tickets, or did we want to meet Audrey by the ice cream?
Oh, did we say by ice right. cream? Well, yeah, we got to meet her there then.
Cool, it's windy.
All right, so you can just walk on down there a little bit to the southern end of the market. You do actually kind of have to enter the market and wiggle around a little bit until you find the snow show cart. It looks like he's kind of moved a little further into the market space, perhaps in search of a bit more traffic on the weekend here. Mm-hmm. It's just like, hey, we got some more, we got some vanilla, we got some chocolate, we got the snow show special, the Fletch surprise, eh? Anybody want some of these?
Oh, half late. Maybe after the show, we're heading to see the matinee.
Heading to see a show. Is it the same show as that lady over there who's kind of giving me the side eye? Huh?
Oh, definitely. The side eye probably is Audrey.
And sure enough, you look over, and there's Audrey, and she's wearing instead of her like usual like worn overall, she's wearing like a nice almost like a purple jumper. Has like just a kind of a light blue button up underneath it. Still has the sleeves rolled. Still has her old working gloves attached to her hip, just in case she needs to work on something. And has a little bit of a kind of like a brown like newsboy cap that she just tucked her hair under with the little purple. Purple neckerchief pointing, poking out at the back with her braid, and just there like.
So, I don't mean to be quite so anxious, but not used to being in the city like this, and the ice cream guy's a little much, isn't he?
Yeah, I guess we kind of set you up for a bit of a situation here.
Did you try the ice cream though? It's very good.
No, I didn't. I didn't try yet. I figured, we're gonna, I was promised concessions, so why would I buy them myself? So.
Fair enough. I see, too, you were inspired by my scarf here.
Your scarf? No. She's been wearing this neckerchief in her hair since
the jumper.
The jumper. Oh. Oh, okay. Got you the jumper. Sorry, I was like, this is...
Gosh, you do
it's
look...
It's a great color
so
on you.
That oh, thank does. You. It matches. You
every now and then I pull it out.
Together.
Yeah, it feels kind of weird to not be covered in grease and everything.
I can help.
No,
he
that's,
can make
that's,
grease.
That's it's all right.
Well, you say don't the know word how to respond to that.
You just gonna wipe your hands on me? Like what's happening exactly?
I don't know how it works. If I'm being honest,
you clean up real well.
Thank you,
Audrey.
Thank you. I try. I guess every once in a while. So,
to the theater?
Let's go.
Let's go.
Yeah, let's head up to the, yeah.
Do you know
good.
How to get there?
No, I just told you.
Isn't
I don't,
it
I don't.
By the Grenadine
Grove?
That's the one.
I believe that is correct, yes.
Because Aldiraldi works there. Right?
I see, Boko, you've been keeping track of Lord Aldiraldi.
Are we meeting him there?
Well, isn't he in the show?
He's not. He said that he couldn't get typecast as Robert.
He looked like he was part of the show. Maybe he will be.
Oh, that would be nice.
Right. I just remember him talking about the show. Well, and he seemed like he belongs. Yeah.
All right. So I don't know who this Aldiraldi is, but can we at least...
Let's go
ahead and head there while we're talking about this. I don't know what's going on. And you all head off. Towards the walking down the streets, you pass Mandana Arcana, you pass Top Hat and Main, and you continue on in the direction of the Theta. I forgot the name. I will remember the name. I will look up the name before the next session. But as you wander off to the theater, that is where we will call it quits for now. And
we'll write a play and get back to you.
Pretty much. Josh will write a play and get back to you is probably what's going to happen. But thank you, everyone, for joining us. So exciting that y'all are level 4. You get to use your level 4 skills, right? Your level 4
totally.
Roleplay skills. But yes.
Hat-wearing skills.
Yes, as usual, like and review us, please. Just keep listening. Team at hindsight20-20.com for email questions or comments or anything like that. hindsight20_20 on Instagram, and I hope you'll join us next time.
Thank you for being such an exquisite listener.
Yes, indeed. All right. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.